Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
In to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM. Home team Brandon Leak from the locker room. Your morning drive, 6 to 10 in on The Fan. In for Matt Chernoff, who will return Monday. Monday, you should be listening because coming up in about 20 minutes, we have a story we're going to talk about, and it has to do with one of our teammates in the locker room, Brian Finneran. He had to show a youngster exactly what was up. We will be getting to that Monday in the locker room. The 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you are looking to refinance your home or invest in some investment properties that you need some info on and you need some services for, you need to contact the fine people at South Point Financial Services at SPFS.com. That's SPFS.com. Braves get the Dodgers tonight inside of Truist Park. Game one of a three-game set. Freddie Freeman coming back. He will talk to the media in about 20 minutes. So will Freddie get some of the initial raw comments as we have boots on the ground. Kevin McAlpin and Domino already inside of Truist Park. And we'll see if we could hear what Freddie has to say as he will get his World Series ring tonight and get his ovation or applause or whatever at his first at-bat when he returns as a Dodger. We'll get to 99 problems coming up in about 5 minutes. Do you have a tease for the people, Chuck Oliver?
99 problems. What day is it?
This is one.
A proud, accomplished program has now spent all the reputation currency it earned.
All right, we'll get to that coming up in about 5 minutes. Now, there is a resume that we have as Braves fans that it can be sketchy, but it should be easy with what's going on to some degree tonight in Atlanta at Truist Park with an old face showing up in enemy colors.
Yeah, I don't know that there's much question about this. I would have to say that Freddie Freeman, for his time in Atlanta, could you do any more?
Silver Slugger, MVP.
Help you be a champion.
World champion.
Was great in the field, was great at plate, off the field, off season.
Community guy.
Even Chipper going out in the snow, remember?
Yes.
On his four-wheeler and saving Freddie. It was like, Chipper, get out there, please save Freddie. You couldn't do any more unless you're a pitcher and you're Tom Glavine, and you couldn't do any more either. And when he came back, now granted, he was with the stinking Mets. I get it. Not so high on the Dodgers. I like beating them. I like beating the Phillies. It is the stinking Mets with me. And I'm not kidding, folks. This is not to make the story work because it was Glavine and that's where he went. We booed Glavine, like the collective we.
Boo, you suck.
I hate the Mets. They're the only other major league team. I don't even hate the Yankees. I really, really, really don't like the Mets. I couldn't understand anybody doing anything other than getting on the first time he walks out to the mound, the first time, get on your feet, and we didn't do that. We had Julio Franco play first base and pinch hit here for like two seasons when he had played in, I think, 3 years.
It registered on the Richter scale how loud he got
cheered. Gosh, and when he came back after he had been here playing a little first and playing a little pinch hitter and playing whatever, playing well. But as like a 42 and 43-year-old, he came back a couple of years later and was like, oh, Julio, my goodness. I think it's either Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews. No, Hank, Julio, Eddie Matthews, then Dale Murphy. We're weird, and we got that wrong, and it should have been easy. It was Tom freaking Glavine. We should have gotten that right. I'm confident we'll get it tonight. We'll get it right tonight. Maybe coming off a World Series. We still got the, you know, and playing better baseball, but it shouldn't be about that. Should be about Freddie. And the first time, get up on your feet, and we're going to cheer him. And I'm confident that's how it's going to. After that, on your own, scattered applause, knock yourself out. But the first time, get on your feet and thank that man. Yeah. All right. After that, he's a ball player.
I'm cheering. I'm not booing. We have booed some people. Tom Glavine was booed unmercifully.
Yes, not Stan Kasten, who was still with the Hawks. I'm not talking about that.
I was in the building for that. Now, I did boo him.
Boo!
And I was talking and booing. Yeah, you know, we're going to keep doing this for the next 30 minutes. Boo! You should have traded him in the first place. Boo! Deke should have been a Hawk for life. Boo!
Okay, but you didn't boo Dominique when he came back.
No,
I did not.
You
got on your feet. You're like, oh, my gosh, Dominique, thank you so much. That's Freddie tonight, I promise you.
I boo. Who do you boo? I boo the Saints. I boo anything the Saints do. I boo officials when I think we're getting a raw deal. Boo, you didn't call traveling on John Moran. You boo, you're calling on Trey Boo.
I booed. I told you this yesterday for some reason. I don't think it was on air. I booed two people. I don't boo anymore.
At all?
No, I boo. Actually, I booed the judges in Las Vegas and back about 15 years ago. But as far as players, I booed Mike Stanton, a Braves pitcher, one time. He gave up like 3 home runs and 5 hitters. Boo Matt Ryan. I did not boo Matt Ryan. And then Dave Archer.
Booed Arch?
When I was in high school and he was starting for the five years later, I was like, hey, I booed you, but I want to apologize for that.
Oh, you did tell him?
I did. I was like, he was not playing behind a good offensive line.
No, what a good team.
No. No, and he did not have. I thought when you hired Washington Super Bowl champ offensive coordinator, like that was because he was going to be a great coach. And no, they didn't have good coaching either, I don't believe.
Yeah, I boo the Saints.
Oh, I was angry because he also took over for Barkowski.
Yeah, those were lean years.
Saw booting, but then the later, like...
Was he after Scott Campbell?
Those were lean, before that.
Those were lean years, too. So. You know, and then, you know, booing... My thing is this. You know, look, anybody who does great work for a long time for one of our franchises, who becomes a face of a franchise and has to leave, or, you know, people say that's the issue, that Freddie didn't have to leave, but they leave. But my thing is, not many people stay. That the chances of your guy, our guy, staying for whatever the reason is low.
Oh, you're that's kind of done now.
Yeah, you're going to, okay, Chipper stayed, Dirk stayed, Kobe Bryant stayed. You know, look at LeBron James. How many teams has he played for? You know, people don't stay. And so whatever the reason, and this one clearly was a negotiation that didn't go the way that Freddie and a lot of people wanted it to go.
Boo, loves.
It's still a situation where he has to leave. So if he wasn't a jerk while he was here and he wasn't a jerk on the way out, you know, flipping us the bird and saying crazy stuff on the way out.
Even after he left.
I'm not booing the man.
No, even after he left home team and there was a little bit, I mean, I think he may didn't say hurt feelings, but Freddie had some hurt feelings that it happened so quickly. He's like, wait a minute, you decided. And then 15 minutes later, you signed Matt Olson, trade for Matt Olson, then sign him to the deal that I wanted.
Yeah, we got Braves business to take care of.
That's exactly what they did. So, but even afterwards, after the quote transgression, depending on which side you're on, Freddie still kept it classy. And not even like classy with a K. I mean, like classy traditional spelling.
Well, I think if he had to do it all over again, he would have called and spoken to AA. And instead of talk to my agent. My agent's going to handle this. If he had to do it all over again.
My opinion.
He would have listened to Chipper Jones, and he would have talked to AA. Look, let's just talk about these numbers. Let's talk about the years. And let's just make sure what can we do to see if I can stay? Because that didn't happen, that's where the business of it got in the way, and that's how we got Matt Olson, who's doing a fantastic job, coming behind, and I'm not going to say it with hyperbole, a legend. You know, Freddie is one of the legends. 10 years in an organization, MVP, and a world champion. He is one of the greatest Braves of all time.
I believe he left to his agent because it was such an assumption with Freddie that it would get done. Why would I even get involved? This is past tense, practically. This is practically already in the rearview mirror. I'm Freddie Freeman, MVP, World Series champion, 10 years, 11 years with the team. Of course it's going to get done. I don't need to get involved. I think Freddie thought it was an assumption.
I boo kickers, too. Just a random thought. Kicker comes out, he's in the bins, and he shanks it. Boo, that's what you get. You aren't young Wade Kubu.
Okay, now I will tell you, and inside 50 yards, especially inside...
Boo, you're stealing money. Everybody's out here hitting each other.
If you're an NFL kicker, you're supposed to make that within 50 yards, especially on fake grass inside. I still wouldn't boo.
You're not as tough as the other guys hitting each other. Boo, that's why you keep watching the real men play football. Boo, you're not young Wade Koo. Boo, that's how I treat him. So I think he'll get a rousing ovation. I think, you know, the person that decides that really is the catcher. they decide, you know, when they're going to sit down and get the pitcher ready to take the pitch. And so Travis Darnold, we saw it with Jock Peterson. He decided.
Yeah, you'll see this. You'll see the opposite, that sometimes the catcher will step out and kind of screw around with the baseball a little. And he's giving the guy a few seconds for the fans to keep it up.
That's right.
It'll be respect that way. And then it'll be, all right, play ball.
And the fact that
I sit down and pop the mitt, let's go.
Yeah, two catchers that played with him, and they appreciate him. It'll be just fine. Hey, we're going to give something away, a $50 gift card. The fine folks at Grapes and Grains, they have their free Cigar Friday.
Fresh blunt.
You can come over to the house, and, you know, I'd like to do two sticks a month is what I'm doing. I don't, you know, chain smoke, but a couple help you relax after long week and watching the Braves on iPad.
Flavor or just high-quality tobacco?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And Grapes and Grains can help me and you out with that. If you be a part of Cigar Friday, Grapes and Grains in Johns Creek and Chamblee, Brookhaven, an extensive selection in fine cigars. They offer you a 10% discount when you buy 10 or more. Visit them, or you can download Grapes and Grains. They have their app on grapesandgrains.com to order online, and then you pick it up in their drive-thru on your way home. 404-231-1680.
You can come over to my house, and we'll blaze up together.
If you're having sports problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems. College ball ain't one.
Yeah, Chuck!
Day
71.
I'm telling you, it could be 65 or 64. A proud, accomplished program has now spent all that reputation currency it earned, and that was over a really long time, and it was concrete, not sand. It was Virginia Tech, and it was past tense, and that's not who Virginia Tech is anymore. And I've talked a lot about it. Maybe that they start the rebuild here, but specifically with the Hokies, Justin Fuente, good coach. Justin Fuente, he recruited that program back to the late 70s, back when it was just this program that was sort of around. And then Beamer got the job in 86 and turned it into Virginia Tech. Well, they're not Virginia Tech anymore. Do you know who the Hokies? They're just another program who's trying. Virginia Cavaliers, the Wahoos, same thing. They're a program who's trying. I could break down what Virginia Tech's chances are this year. They got a weird-looking quarterback room, kid from Marshall, the Jason Brown, the transfer from South Carolina. We could go through all that. It's not important. Not right now. Virginia Tech, Virginia, they're in the group with a few other programs like Duke, like Georgia Tech, like I think Pitt. There are five ACC Coastal teams who their lives are about to get worse when the Coastal goes away, because whenever the last time was that you won the Coastal, if you're one of those programs, UNC and Miami can still win the ACC when they go to just line them up 1 through 14 and play everybody. The other five programs, the last time you represented the Coastal, that's the last time you're going to the ACC title game for a while. Duke won the Coastal, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. They're not going back to the ACC title game now that the Coastal is going away. Georgia Tech, I think, has been to 4 or 5 ACC title games. They're not going back to the ACC title game anytime soon now that you can't even talk about it now. Pitt, same thing. Virginia and Virginia, when the ACC title game first started, BC and Virginia Tech were kind of an annual thing, it seemed like. They're not going back anytime soon. The only Coastal teams you can consider were the two I gave you, and then like five from the current Atlantic. So this is really, really bad news that division's going away for a team like Virginia Tech, but they got a lot of company.
71 days till football, till football is back.
Right around the corner.
71 days till football, college football is back.
It doesn't get better.
So I should talk now. This is great production, you guys. You don't interrupt a man while he's in the middle of a falsetto. I don't know how guys sing that high. Anyway, when we get back, is this the case that Kirby Smart might need to have a little bit more Nick Saban in him? We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff, home team in for Matt Chernoff, here on The Fan, 680-93.7 F.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Definitely. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby.
Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, your home for the world champion Atlanta Braves.
I like
right
this
here
song.
On 680. Yeah, this is a good song.
No, I like this song. Absolutely. I didn't know it was Weekend.
Digital Chuck, you like it too.
This is not The Weekend. This is Neo.
No.
This is Usher.
He just said his name.
Really? No.
Neo?
No. No, still not.
Help him out.
Are we doing it like game day? I have to give you clues?
No, let me think. I know who this is.
It's a state with a space in between.
Who is it? Drake?
That's not a state.
Who is this?
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. I knew that. I know it's Florida.
Yes, that's the takeoff on his name. This is the Chuck and Chernoff Show, home team in for Matt Chernoff. Big game tonight and a big series coming up for the Atlanta Braves. And there is something bigger than Freddie Freeman returning to Atlanta.
Apple bottom jeans. That Flo Rida?
That's not bigger than Freddie returning to Atlanta. But we'll get to that and the apple bottom jeans, if you would like, coming up in about 5 minutes. But Arch Manning is not going to the University of Georgia. And I was talking about it with Hoyt and talking with you before the show about, look, there's nothing Kirby did wrong. But Saban had something else up his sleeve. He had a backup situation that if he couldn't get Arch Manning, you know what? We got this other guy, and you keep raving about him, Eli Holstein. You know what? We're not going to wait until the end of the ride. We'll go ahead and just decide if this kid is ready to come on and commit. We'll go ahead and get him. And after one, moving forward, as Kirby has plenty of quarterbacks in the room, but the walk-on quarterback, Stetson Bennett, is still the trigger man, the mailman, still expected to deliver. Does Kirby need a little bit more Saban, a little backup plan the next time the number one most sought-out quarterback is available, and Kirby might be waiting to the last minute for him to decide?
Yeah, if you look at Eli Holstein, he committed about a month ago. And it was the end of May. And so I remember thinking, well, that'll do it for Alabama and Nick Saban. And the response was, yeah, maybe they're still going to recruit Arch. And but they're squared away Eli Holstein. Well, it made it less likely that Arch Manning may go there. But you used an interesting word there, a backup plan. And we were talking a little bit about this off air yesterday. If you take out the national championship, you can't do that. You can't do that. But if you had a guy with sort of the profile of Stetson Bennett as your backup, wouldn't that make a whole lot more sense?
Yes.
Like, you've got this guy on literally the extra last year of eligibility, comes from a community college. He's a veteran. He's played some. Isn't that the guy that an SEC program brings in to back up Carson Beck, the hotshot five-star kid who's about to start for the first time? Like, this depth chart would look so much more normal if Carson Beck or Vandegrift or frickin' Gunnar Stockton, whomever.
Don't forget, JT Daniels was here.
The five-star guy was starting, and you had this sort of crafty backup who nobody wanted, but he worked his way out of junior. That's supposed to be who you bring in. You go looking for in the offseason. You go, hey, we got a really young quarterback room. We should go get a veteran. I talked about this 2 years ago, the concept of a COVID QB. My school did it. Auburn did it. They got a kid named Grant Loy from either Bowling Green or Akron or somewhere, whatever. He couldn't play at Auburn, but he could play if you needed him. They didn't let him practice. They sent him to a different field, kept him away from everybody, said if we have COVID outbreak in the quarterback, we got Grant Loy over there, and he's Bowling Green, I think, and he's played some, so we have a quarterback. That's sort of a trend. You go to a, quote, lower level group of five program, even if you have a returning starter at QB, you go get a veteran who says, I've been at Akron. I've been at Miami, Ohio. I've been at Eastern Michigan. I want to be a backup at LSU. I want to walk into that stadium. I want to play against the Gators. I started 3 years at Western Michigan. I'm going to be a backup at Oklahoma. There are kids doing that all over America right now from the transfer portal. George has done that, except he's your starter.
And that's why, in my eyes, Stetson Bennett will be a GOAT. Not because he's 6'4", not because he set some kind of passing or touchdown record, not because he ran for 100 yards in a game where the running game wasn't working, because he did not wet the bed against Michigan and because he did not wet the bed against Alabama, when there have been so many teams and so many players over the years that have been a part, and it's not their fault, but Georgia's just kind of stumped their toe and he didn't do it. But the backup plan, Stetson won't be here next year, and everybody knows that. You got to think that Carson Beck is going to be the starter, or the way Kirby Smart has been running things, whoever wins the job will be the guy who will be the quarterback. You just have to wonder how long before everybody knows who the quarterback will be, including the quarterbacks in the quarterback room. So it'll be interesting to see. I just think Nick Saban going ahead and saying, you know what, we don't know where it's going to be. We would like for Arch to come here, or we're hearing some things, or we don't know. We'll go ahead and sign Eli and just go ahead and move forward.
And the sixth highest rated quarterback in America, that's not a consolation prize.
No.
They got a really, really, really good quarterback coming into the Alabama class.
There's a big series going on beginning tonight. Freddie Freeman right now on the field at Truist Park.
Freddie.
We have boots on the ground, as we have a whole lot of Chris Domino. We have a whole lot of Kevin McAlpin over there, and they are in the scrum to talk to him, get his initial reactions, and field the questions from the Atlanta media for the first time. Coming back to Atlanta, we'll see if we can get you some of Freddie before the show concludes. And there's something else going on besides Freddie Freeman coming to Atlanta. The Braves, you know, after what they did to the Giants, who are still playing some meaningful games, they have a shootout out there in the West with the Padres, with themselves, and with the Dodgers. And they lost. They lost 3 out of 4. The Braves put them and everybody else on notice. And I think this is more than just about the Freddie Freeman returning weekend. This is the weekend that we can put everybody in baseball on notice. People still running around, run off at the mouth about the 14-game winning streak against teams with losing records. And if you're able to take 2 of 3, or if you're able to sweep the Dodgers after what you just did to the Giants, you're going to put a lot of people on notice, even with the not perfect situations with the bullpen giving up a couple of runs, showing that the Braves can come back down to their last strike. Braves can put you in a lot of bad situations with their pitching, and we can overcome even if a pitcher doesn't make it to a fourth inning of a game. So there are a lot bigger fish to fry than just Freddie Freeman coming back home.
Yeah, they were out there probably second or third week of the season, out in Los Angeles, and with the balance, or the weighted schedule, excuse me, I said 18 or 19 against all your division teams. You get one trip there, and then they get one trip. So this is all. This is what you get until October. And that was sort of the disappointment of that. Now, it's April, and so it was early, but remember the Braves got out of the box, and you're like, Braves aren't playing good baseball. And they went out there, and they got whacked a little bit. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers. But they're playing as well, literally, playing as well as anybody in the game in the month of June, including the stinking Yankees, who came back and won again last night. So the Braves are playing as well as anybody in the bigs for this month, and this is sort of a measuring stick series. Now, Braves get swept. They could lose 8-0, 11-1, and 15-0. You wouldn't like that. It's 3 losses. It's still 3 losses in June. But it is a little bit of a measuring stick, because this is a team that I think somewhere in the Dodgers clubhouse right now, somewhere in the Braves clubhouse right now, a lot of folks thinking, yeah, we'll see him again in October.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about all the work that you've put together. You don't want a bad weekend to give the Mets.
No, but it happens. Baseball.
It's not going to, you know, remain this hot. There's going to be some ups and downs, maybe, but you don't want to give it all back right now with the Braves in the red that they're running right now. And you have an opportunity. You don't want this to be the weekend where Justin Turner gets his bat going. He's been a little bit off, and you got to figure out a way to keep the hot guys hot. And I just think they're bigger fish to fry than just what Freddie Freeman is going to be doing this weekend.
And we'll talk more about this, obviously. Is Domino in here today?
He would be running back over here. He's had a long day of work. He had a show up at Lake Point in Emerson, Georgia. He's come back to Truist Park, and yeah, I think he's coming back over here for game day.
I can't remember. Mookie's out for them, I know. Bueller is out now. They've got They've got some issues, but they also have like $250 million payroll, so they got some options as well. So we'll talk more about that later, but they're not at 100%.
And now, look, there are storylines, what it means this weekend. Are you going to be able to get back after what happened to us, dropping 2 of 3 when we went to L.A.? The comparisons between Matt Olson, who's been just fine for us as our Atlanta Braves first baseman, and then Freddie Freeman, who's been Freddie, but now he's heating up, 11 of 22 and his last 11-4-22. In his last 22 at bat, so batting right, you know, where he would like to be, 500 coming back to Atlanta and a hot bat swinging. So there are going to be some storylines, but Kenley Jansen facing his old team. So there are other storylines that are going
to
be going on.
Yeah, there's so much of this, including Kenley Jansen is about to pass Dennis Eckersley on the saves list. And I think Kimbrel's in between them, maybe. Maybe it's Kimbrel, Jansen, whatever, they're all right there together. And you're talking about Hall of Fame stuff at this point.
Yeah, and so I like the fact that after he gave up that home run to Jock Peterson, he ended the game. That he didn't let the last game bleed away.
It still looks like Kenley because of the motion and the way, I mean, you can't even see the damn baseball on his hand's so big. But it still looks, because it is Kenley, and he throws the same way. It's not Kenley. It's not 96 or 97. It's just not consistently getting up there and just heat and just that. I got a heater. What can you do with it? That was Kenley Jansen. That's not what he is right now.
Well, it's he's right there. Dennis Eckersley, 7th on the all-time saves list. Behind him, Joe Nathan Craig Kimbrel.
Okay, yeah, they're right there together.
Yeah, Craig Kimbrel only needs 6. Joe Nathan, who's retired, and Kenley Jansen. So he continues to move up the all-time saves list, and hopefully he'll get a couple or maybe 3 against the Dodgers coming up this weekend. When we get back, we will have some honest conversation and some honest parenting talk on how that we should handle some bad kids.
Strap each 10-year-old's wrist together. Give them a knife.
That might be a little excessive, but we'll get to an answer when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan, 680 93.7 FM.
Class-leading luxury and legendary power. Yeah, there are worse ways to brave Atlanta traffic. This is RBM of Atlanta Traffic on The Fan.
This look at traffic is sponsored by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. Still have that massive crash by the Mall of Georgia, 85 southbound between Buford Drive and the Suwannee Merge. Then you've got top-end perimeter delays from the earlier crash on 85 northbound north of Jimmy Carter. And we've got another accident to deal with now on 85 southbound right around the Buford Highway connector. And also a crash on 75 southbound just before Windy Hill. If you've been hurt in a wreck, call John Foy & Associates right now. You don't need to come to the office. You can discuss your case on the phone at no cost, and they can start working on your case the same day. It's that easy. Type in John Foy on your phone and make the call today. I'm Carter, 680 The Fan, RBM of Atlanta Traffic.
Hard TikTok, you don't stop. To the hard TikTok, you don't stop. To the hard TikTok.
Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan. 680 93.7 FM. This is a hit. This will stand the test of time. Hitting the 80s. No, the 90s, early 90s. Hitting the 2000s. You can see this when people
They did their part for you. If it didn't happen for you that night, it wasn't their fault.
You know, at nursing homes when they have dances and get-togethers, I think you'll be hearing this.
This Color Me Bad?
Color Me Bad.
Yeah, they did their part for you. They stepped up.
Make a hit, make something memorable, and something you can dance to, groove to a little bit. You know, you're a married man. You want to groove.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. We're going to help you groove to something. A Father's Day gift that you can hold on to for next year or something you can use right now as we have our 680 The Fan 13th Annual Green Card version 2.0, and we hook you up with 4 rounds of golf, a cart, and 90 minutes in a swing suite at Good Game Atlanta for just $199. It's a $420 value. Your courses include Cherokee Run Golf Club, Sequoia National, Heritage Golf Links, and Sugar Creek Golf and Tennis Center. If you want to hold something for Father's Day or for yourself, you can pick the day that you want. And again, you get the cart. You don't want to miss out on that. The 680 The Fan annual green card. All you have to do is go to 680thefan.com and it will be there for you to determine how many you would like to get. They're good parents. And they're kids that just go a little bit left and you have to keep them in line, Chuck. There are not so good parents and kids who overcome and adapt and find a way to be outstanding citizens and overcome and adapt to the situations and sometimes do a better job of parenting themselves than their parents did. Then They're just some bad kids. And this is a story of folks that just need to get their kids. Did you see this story where about 200 teenagers broke into a house in Florida and had a party which included dancing, a live boxing match, and putting on the clothes of the owner of the property?
Yeah, it's watercolor. This is up, the Florida Panhandle. $8 million house.
6,400 square feet, so a little smaller than probably what Joe Hamilton has.
But location, location, location. So $8 million home, and the owners aren't there. And so you would think, I don't know, kids wandering the beach, going to that. No. There was a flyer printed up. Somebody knew that this house was empty and said, hey, on Wednesday the 22nd, let's throw a party. 200 people, 200 kids show up. But here's the thing. That's the estimate, 200. They looked at security cameras, yes, found cars and people and all that. So the estimate's 200 teenagers show up this party. There's a pretty good chance that 195 of them had no idea that the owners weren't there or the owners didn't know. Whoever printed the flyers and started inviting people, they knew that the house was empty. So besides where they stole the clothes, stole items, caused a bunch of damage, and the foyer of this $8 million house, they had a boxing. Two teenage boys put on boxing gloves, start pounding each other.
Which is what you don't do, one, not in a house you've broken into, but two, in a house you've broken into.
And what you don't, now again, I'm not trying to counsel here.
I am. I'm going to make judgments.
Well, no, I'm not trying to counsel in how to get away with this.
Oh.
But you know what the police are doing right now? What are they doing?
They're going over social media.
Hell yes. They showed up and a lot of the kids had left. They're scooping up videos. They're saying what's on the cell phone, that if you were, because you're trespassing, et cetera, we're looking at you. They're going through all the videos. If you're breaking the law, don't video it. Now, I hope they all get caught. But if you're breaking the law, that's how clueless some of the teenagers were, and that's how unaware some of the other teenagers were. They just thought they were at a party.
Some of the parents turned in their kids and other kids. Some of the parents were upset at the local sheriff for putting the kids on the sheriff's webpage because he said that they were saying that they were minors and they didn't like the fact that their minor children were, you know, on a public webpage. But they're trying to identify more than 200 people, and they posted the party on Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. They also got into a swimsuit, a bathing suit, the owner of the house. Also, apparently, somebody walked out with an autographed football that was signed by Peyton Manning.
Yeah, they helped themselves to the contents of the home.
These are some bad kids. And I'm not saying that all of them. Like you said, some guys just kind of showed up and it went viral. But the people who purposefully broke into the house knowing that somebody wasn't going to be home and advertised it on social media, these are some bad kids.
No, but now, okay.
He's a bad kid.
Sure, but I'm not even going to say it that way. You're 100% correct. Whoever printed the flyer and whoever knew that the house was empty because it was planned in advance, designed the flyer, printed the flyer, sent out the flyer. I'm the other 195 kids there. I went to a graduation party after a Norcross High School graduation my senior year. I knew two people in the graduating class at Norcross. Mm-hmm. I was at a party of 300 of them. I didn't know whose house it was. And so it could have been like if the cops showed up and shined the flashlight at me, well, who are you and why are you doing here? I know one person here. They invited me. I promise you that was 195 of the 200 kids.
Well, they're all going down. According to the sheriff, he's not messing around. Quote, an open house party is against the law. An open house party and a home you break into is burglary.
Oh, yeah.
Unquote. Yeah. You got to teach these kids, young man, and you have to teach them a lesson. We had a guy, Brian Fitterman, one of my brothers in the locker room. We had an intern apparently this morning talking about, I guess he thought Fitterman's an old man now. An old man just didn't have the mustard on the hot dog.
Uh-oh.
No more cheese on the fastball. Fitterman is a very proud cornhole player. So anytime there's cornhole going on, he's going to compete with somebody. He's going to challenge, take any challenge, he's going to win.
No, hang on. That's not an athletic venture.
It's a recreation.
It's a recreation.
It's a sport of skill.
It's like playing checkers.
It's a sport of skill. Checker, you have to think about stuff. This is about, you know, adapting to the environment.
Hang on. This is like You ever seen the little hook on the string and you're supposed to swing it so it lands on the nail?
Yes.
Okay, that's what this is. That's a recreation. This is not an athletic venture.
Well.
So I don't know if Finneran could prove he's past Father Time by succeeding in cornhole, but go ahead.
We're very competitive in the locker room, and apparently Finn waxed the young man. I think it was 21 love. Like, not even close.
Well, why would you even speak up then if you're, like, who poked the bear?
Well, you talk trash before, and sometimes when you get whooped, you don't get a chance to back up that trash talk.
You mess with the bowl.
And you get the horns. When we get back, we will hear from a very, very emotional Freddie Freeman. Coming up next here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show. Home team in for Matt Chernoff. This is The Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.